once a day to cut into my flesh, siphoning my blood as if I were a damp barrel of fine wine. A tight, savage smile twisted my mouth. I'd managed to take out three of them in the beginning, ripped their throats out when they got too close, which was why they'd shortened the chain between my wrist. Only one of them actually stayed dead, though. The damn throats of the other two had stitched themselves closed within minutes. Impressive, and also infuriating to witness. Learned something valuable, though. Not all of the Blood Queen's handmaidens were revenants. I wasn't sure how I could use that information yet, but I guess they were using my blood to make brand spanking new ribs, or using it as a dessert for the lucky. Tipping back my head against the wall, I tried not to breathe too deeply. If the stench of the downed craven didn't choke me, the damn shadow stone around my throat would. I closed my eyes. There had been more days before the handmaidens showed the first time. How many? I wasn't exactly sure. 2 days? A week? Or... I stopped myself there. Shut it the fuck down. I couldn't go down that road. I wouldn't. I'd done that the last time, trying to clock the days and weeks, until there came a point when time simply ceased to move. Hours became days, weeks became years, and my mind became as rotten as the blood seeping from the craven's ruined head. But things were different in the here and now. The cell was larger, with no barred entrance. Not that there needed to be with the shadow stone and the chains. They were a mix of iron and deity bone, connected to a hook in the wall, and then to a pulley system to lengthen or shorten them. I could sit up and move a little, but that was about it. However, the cell was windowless like before, and the dank, musty smell told me they once again held me underground. The freely roaming craven were also a new addition. My eyes opened to thin slits. The fuck by the archway had to be the sixth or seventh one that had found its way into the cell, drawn by the scent of blood. Their appearance made me think there was one hell of a craven problem above ground. I'd heard of craven attacks inside the rise surrounding Carcedonia before, something the Blood Crown blamed on Atlantia and angry gods. I'd always assumed it was due to an ascended getting greedy and leaving mortals they'd fed on to turn. Now I was beginning to think the craven were possibly being kept down here, wherever here was. And if that were the case and they could get out and get above ground, so could I. If only I could get these damn chains to loosen. I'd spent an ungodly amount of time pulling on the hook. In all those attempts, it may have slipped a half inch from the wall, if that. But that wasn't the only thing different about this time. Other than the craven, I'd only seen the handmaidens. I didn't know what to think about that. I'd figured it'd be like the last time. Two frequent visits from the Blood Crown and their cronies, where they spent their time taunting and inflicting pain, feeding, and doing whatever they wanted. Of course, my last go-round with this captivity bullshit hadn't started that way. The Blood Queen had tried to open my eyes first, coax me to her side, turn me against my family and my kingdom. When that hadn't worked, the real fun had begun. Was that what had happened to Malik? Did he refuse to play along so they broke him like they had been so very close to doing with me? I swallowed dryly. I didn't know. I hadn't seen my brother either, but they must have done something to him. They'd had him for far longer, and I knew what they were capable of. I knew what the desperation and hopelessness was like. What it felt like to breathe and taste the knowledge that you had no control, no sense of self. Even if they never laid a hand on him, being kept alive like this, as a captive and mostly in isolation, preyed on the mind after a while. And a while was a shorter span of time than one might believe. Made you think things. Believe things. Drawing my throbbing leg up as far as I could, I looked down at my hands resting in my lap. In the darkness, I almost couldn't see the shimmer of the golden swirl across my left palm. Poppy. I closed my fingers over the imprint, squeezing my hand tight, as if I could somehow conjure up anything but the sound of her screams. Erase the image of her beautiful face contorted in pain. I didn't want to see that. I wanted to see her as she'd been on the ship, face flushed, and those stunning green eyes with their faint silver glow behind the pupils, eager and wanting. I wanted memories of cheeks pink with either lust or annoyance, the latter usually occurring when she was silently, or very loudly, debating.